Hello, it's the post-match show. It's John Gibbons hosting as Liverpool keep up the 100% record. They beat Arsenal 3-1. To go through all of that joy tonight, I've got Dan Austin, I've got Paul Senior, I've got Lizzie Doyle. And I'll come to you first, Dan. I thought they were excellent overall. You know, first half, dominant. Second half is a little bit more end-to-end, but they do the business in the end. And they look like the side to beat yet again in this Premier League.
Yeah, completely controlled it. And what was really telling for me, I think, was that Arsenal, psychologically, it seemed like it just accepted that Liverpool were a better football team from the start and tried to play within our context and do the best that they could. And they played really well. Arsenal are a really good team that played really well, and they couldn't hack it. And they were nowhere near really actually getting a result. The goal that they scored was of Liverpool's, you know, mad making. The only, you know, significant real chances mainly were Liverpool ones. Liverpool was streets ahead of them. And that's a team that, in my opinion, is really well coached and might well end up being the third or maybe even second best team in the country by the end of this season. And Liverpool completely held them at arm's length, dominated them, completely dictated the pace of the game, where the ball was on the pitch at any given moment. Arsenal tried to miss the midfield out in Liverpool when sound then will play over the top here. We just seem more equipped to be football teams and not necessarily a better football team because they were already a nigh on perfect one last season. Yeah. But Liverpool just seem to have that little bit more in the locker now, whether it's through the tactics of Salah and Mane playing a little bit more centrally or being able to bring another lad on the bench who can just put an instinctive finish in the corner. And if Arsenal are stood there just going, fucking hell, give us a break by 60-odd minutes, then I dread to think what happens for 14, 15 teams in this league who are just not going to be able to hack it. That, to me, beating them in the way that we have tonight and also doing Chelsea in the way that we did, just completely controlling them, just says that Liverpool have been able to find another notch that maybe I didn't expect them to have.